Given all the enticements to ignore natural rhythms, preparing for a proper bedtime may at first seem like a thoroughly foreign activity. Here, then, are five specific recommendations for evening and pre-bed activities. First, supper should be light and should be eaten relatively early. Between 5:30 and 7 p.m. is best. A heavy or late supper will take a longer time to digest. Digestion involves increased metabolic activity, which works against settling down for sleep. Second, take a short stroll after dinner, about 5 to 15 minutes, to promote relaxation and to aid digestion. Third, avoid exciting, dynamic, or focused activity in the evening. Try to keep this a settled, relaxed time. Many people find that they get wound up during the evening, then have trouble unwinding and falling asleep. If you must attend to some focused activity or do work at night, stop by 9 o'clock at the latest. Don't feel you've got to get everything done before you go to bed. If you have a good night's sleep, you'll have more energy, greater clarity, and greater success the next day. Fifth, avoid watching television in the evening. I know this may seem like a tall order for many people, but it actually is very helpful for anyone with a sleep disorder. If you must watch television at night, stop by 9 p.m. at the latest. TV, including programs which seem relaxing, is actually inherently exciting to the nervous system. It stimulates and even overstimulates sight, hearing, and overall mental function, and this aggravates Vata symptoms. Try substituting some light reading, listening to music, playing with children, having friends over, or other relaxed activities. Finally, begin to prepare for bedtime at least 30 minutes before you intend to get into bed. Whatever routines you have before bed should be begun early enough to allow you to shut the light at your predetermined time. If you like to read before bed, do your reading in a room other than the bedroom. The bedroom should be associated with sleeping, not with mental activity such as reading or watching television. These are some of the most important points in preparing for bed. If you feel it's altogether impossible to consider getting into bed by 10 o'clock, here's a simple procedure you can follow. Since you find it absolutely out of the question to go to sleep earlier, begin to wake up earlier instead. Ideally, of course, you should move up both your rising time and your bedtime gradually by a few minutes every day for a total of about 15 to 30 minutes each week. Regardless of how you do it, however, one of the most important things you can do to make your body want to go to sleep at 10 p.m. is just to wake up earlier. Even if you find yourself missing your bedtime, maintain the schedule faithfully with regard to your rising time by using an alarm clock. Continue until you have established a rising time, which is about 6 or 7 a.m. If you're diligent about this, the progressively earlier rising time will naturally give rise to a progressively earlier bedtime, even though there may be some lag between the two. A regular rising time is absolutely essential to anyone wanting to improve sleep patterns because it sets the entire day's activity off on a regular footing. In general, there are two important points about the time you arise. You should wake up at a regular time every day, and it should be relatively early, preferably by 6 a.m. and certainly by 7 a.m. at the latest. Remember that Vata, which is irregular, is balanced by anything which is regular. Regular arising is the most important thing you can do at the start of the day to balance Vata dosha and improve your sleep patterns. You should set your time of arising so that it coincides with the end of the Vata period at the junction point between the Vata and Kapha periods of morning. This means around sunrise or about 6 a.m. when there is a transition in nature between Vata and Kapha. If you wake up prior to this transition, mind and body will be under the influence of Vata qualities. Remember, these favor alertness, lightness, activity, quickness of mental and physical functioning. But if you sleep much beyond this time, you'll be sleeping into the Kapha period of morning. Awakening during this period will imbue the mind and body with the Kapha qualities of heaviness, dullness, slowness, and sluggishness. Overstimulating the five senses.